Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and this week we're going to change things up a bit here at the Weekly Reader and devote the entire show to author Mohsin Hamid. He'll be appearing in Baltimore this Saturday night for a fundraiser for the International Rescue Committee. We'll have more information about the appearance later in the show, but first, let me turn to our book critic, University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick, who seems pretty excited to talk about him. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. You are looking at a big, big Mohsin Hamid fan, and his work has never been more important than it is now, training the full and glorious power of fiction on the challenge of helping us open up to the experience of people from Islamic countries. I discovered Hamid in 2011 when I was assigned to review a dozen novels with 9/11 plots on the 10th anniversary of the attacks. My favorite was The Reluctant Fundamentalist, which in 2016 became a Meera Nair film with Liev Schreiber and Kiefer Sutherland. Hamid's narrator is a Pakistani guy who has lived in the U.S., but is now back in Lahore, and he tells his whole story as a monologue to a companion in a restaurant. He came to the States to study at Princeton, got a job on Wall Street, and was doing just fine until 9/11 completely upended his life and his worldview. This book is such an eye-opener. I'm surprised it's still legal. Next, I went back and read his debut, Moth Smoke, published in 2000. A book that recalls both The Great Gatsby and The Bonfire of the Vanities, Moth Smoke deals with rich people and the hangers-on who flutter around them, with a hit-and-run accident as a major plot element. Here our narrator is Daru, an arrogant young banker who loses his job and his purchase on the Johnny Walker Black lifestyle of Lahore's privileged class, which he attempts to cling to by becoming a drug dealer.
Sounds pretty nasty.
Well, that's just the start of his decline. Hamid's third novel was called How to Get Filthy Rich in Rising Asia, and it's a fake self-help book addressed to a wretched, diseased, yet ambitious child of the Indian subcontinent, picking him up by the scruff of his neck and advising him on how to improve his lot in the water-selling business. The invisible mentor follows the boy up the ladder of success in chapters with names like Don't Fall in Love, Be Prepared to Use Violence, and Befriend a Bureaucrat. The new one, Exit West, opens in a city not yet at war. Despite a few car bombings and shootings, a young woman like Nadia can still ride a motorbike to an office job, can still take an evening class on corporate marketing, and can meet there a young man like Saeed, who sells ad space on billboards and falls in love with her. With some subterfuge, Saeed can even visit Nadia in her apartment, where they smoke weed and eat takeout, but don't go all the way because he wants to wait for marriage. Soon their government and the militants are in an all-out war. As beheaded bodies dangle around the city like seasonal decorations, Nadia and Saeed hear there are magical doors, wormholes that lead to Greece or London or San Francisco, and they really have no choice if they want to live. And so begins their strange new life as part of the global community of refugees.
That's the book that Hamid will be signing on Saturday night. He'll also be talking about the book on Midday with Tom Hall right here on WIPR tomorrow at noon. The event starts at 7 p.m. Saturday at the Church of the Redeemer at 5608 North Charles Street and is a fundraiser for the International Rescue Committee in Baltimore, which aids refugees fleeing conflict and persecution in their home countries. You can find more information about the event and Mohsin Hamid's books online at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.